Lynn Fire Chief Dan Sullivan is back with us here. And Dan, I guess the update here in the last 24 hours is that your department is now saying that these fires were set in Lynn Woods. So maybe take us through what was yesterday's official announcement, and then maybe I can follow up.
Yeah, so our fires started on Friday, and there was a couple different areas on Friday, but with the, you know, the windy conditions, it wasn't unusual to have embers jumping, and they were in the same general location, so that really didn't give us, you know, anything to be concerned about. The next day, we found out that there was a second area, but again, it was still kind of close to where that other fire was. So again, we really weren't too concerned. The following day, we actually had a third area, probably about half a mile away from where the first one had started. And again, you know, we're still trying to be optimistic. That place that third one had started was in an area that's, you know, got quite a bit of foot traffic. So, again, we were being optimistic. And then we had that fourth fire that started. And that fourth one was probably about a mile away from where the first one had started, and had like a pond in between the other one. So that's kind of when certainly the radar goes up a little bit more. So we're fortunate to have the state forestry unit with us. That fire was running between Lynn and Saugus, and Saugus had more of the danger to homes. So the state forestry was working with the Saugus crews to help protect the homes over there. Our crews were able to use the trail system to isolate the fire from getting deeper into Lynn and threatening any structures here in Lynn. Once all of that started happening, we got the state investigators in, and they were able to determine, you know, that there was at least eight separate origins of the fire. And that's where we're at right now. So we're looking to the public to see if they can help us. So if we hear anything, if the public hears anything, you know, such as offhand comments, or, you know, sometimes people like to brag about doing things like this, or if anyone, you know, if they noticed anyone unusual, you know, coming or going, that would certainly be something we could follow up on.
The latest update, then, that's pretty comprehensive response, Chief. So I think we got, so that's terrific. But the idea here today is that you think, as of this morning, things are under control, so to speak, in Lynn Woods.
Yeah, so we're certainly going to have some smoldering happen until we get a good rainstorm come in. Some of the challenges are the any trees that have been compromised. So we believe that any of the trees, you know, that have been compromised will not fall and go across and affect a new area, but there's always a slight chance that that could happen. We are keeping the public away from those areas for their safety until, you know, either Mother Nature knocks these trees over, or until we can get some tree crews to come in and just make the trails safe again.
I know Breakheart Reservation is in Saugus, so it's not Lynn, but do you have any more information on what happened over there, and are they suspecting foul play as well, if you will?
I can't speak to what happened over in Saugus,
yeah.
But, you know, it is concerning that, you know, multiple communities that are, that border Lynn are also having fires as well.
No, I know, I get that, yeah, and I appreciate that, yeah. Dan, anything else you would like to share with us about the investigation, or anything else about the Lynn fires or your department and the work they're doing?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of early for the investigation, but I'd like to thank the state for coming out and helping out with our team. It is a pretty big area that our investigators are trying to comb. So I'd like to thank the state, and I'd like to thank, you know, all involved, certainly our department, but, you know, the state forestry, our ambulance that supports us, Cataldo Ambulance, Atlantic Ambulance, for coming and helping out with rehab. All the players involved. I'm sure I'm missing some people, our emergency managers. The city itself has been very supportive. Our city councilors and the mayor have been great. So all involved, I could not be happier with how we're all working well together.
Well, sounds great in a very difficult and unfortunate situation. So, Dan, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck with the investigation.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dan Sullivan, Fire Chief, City of Lynn, here on MSO Newsports.com.